Locker room chats continue tonight on KNZA. We're talking Perry LeCompton, and we're joined now by the head coach, that is Mike Paramore. It's brought to you by First State Bank and Trust in Perry. Also want to thank Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment as well. Coach, it's been a grind. You have seen just a top-level team in this league in the Big East. You know, in each of the first four games, you've grinded out some losses, but you had just been getting close. We've been talking about weeks past, your team's getting close, and you finally were able to get that first win of the season last week. Great high school football game at Royal Valley, 27-24. Just take us back to last week. What'd you like? What'd you see in your team's first win here in 2025?
Well, I like how we got started. I mean, I had a big kickoff return and got that going down there, and then offense was able to go finish the drive and take that opening possession and put points on the board. It's always big, and it's a good way to start. I thought defensively we did some good things. Royal Valley does a nice job running the ball. They pounded up in there, and they're well schemed in what they're doing. So we had a lot of challenges, but I thought we took advantage of some things and got the big turnover that turned into a scoop score for us. And those were big plays. I love our kids. They continue to play hard. That's one of the biggest things I'll continue to say about them. They come to practice. You come watch our practice. You don't know if we're 0-4 or 4-0 or where we're at, because that's the expectation we have for our guys, and they've answered that bell.
You talk about getting off to a fast start, started with special teams, just getting all three phases involved in a positive way. How nice was it to see that kind of come to reality in that game, getting that win?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, that's one of those can come back and hurt you or bite you if you don't do it well, and our guys have got good attention to detail at practice, and our kickoff return unit group has been pretty good. Our punt protection team on Friday night was really solid too, and making sure, because we had to have a couple pressure kicks in there to make sure we got the ball off and don't have something bad happen that could make it go the other way. So I like our guys. I think they're coming together. I think we're starting to keep getting better, and that's what we want to be doing, playing good football in October.
Yeah, you certainly want to be playing good ball right now. And I guess going back to the special teams, I'm just curious, do you feel like there's certain teams, certain coaches out there that may not put enough emphasis on special teams that they should?
It's hard for me to speak for somebody else. I mean, it's something that's important to us, and we spend time on it, and it's something we install right away at the start of camp when we get in there, and then work with our guys on the fundamentals and technique and stuff we do every week in practice, and feel like it's a big part of the game. There's a lot of hidden yards in there, and you got to take care of those things, and I think it's a big part of the game.
We've talked about your rushing attack, of course, Garrett Metcalf at quarterback. I guess just a thought on the interior, your defensive and offensive lines, the progression that you have seen, not only just here early on in the season, but maybe out throughout their career as well.
Yeah, it's been a good group up front. We're finally starting to, I think, figure out who we are. We've been a little mismatched on some things, and first couple of weeks we weren't having the same group because we're trying to still try to see where they fit. But I like that group. Trev Conklin's been a starter for us on the offensive line since midway through his freshman year, and now he's at guard for us and really doing a nice job and having a good year. And those other guys up front we're starting to mesh a little bit, and I think that's a big part of you being successful on offense if your offensive line has cohesiveness and they're all on the same page. So I like that. And that same group is basically our defensive front, and they've played some physical battles. So, week to week it changes what they got to handle, and we just want those guys to continue to get better.
Perry LeCompton football coach Mike Paramore joining us. They get Jefferson West on the road here this Friday night. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KNZA. Got a few more minutes here with Perry LeCompton football coach Mike Paramore, brought to you by First State Bank and Trust in Perry and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment as well. Cos coming off the 27-24 win at Royal Valley last week. They go on the road once again, taking on a very good team in Jefferson West. Coach, this Jeff West team, they might be the biggest surprise, not only in the Big East, but one of the bigger surprises in the state here in 2025, how good they've been so far.
Yeah, they've done a nice job over there. They got some players. They're very talented on both sides of the ball with their skill guys. And the Unruh kid up front, he's as good as they come. I mean, he is a force on the defensive line and a very good offensive line for him too. So the new breath of a coach, and you know, sometimes it just needs to hear a different voice to get those guys going. And they've pumped a lot of life into that program, and they're definitely doing some great things. Big challenge for us on Friday.
Yeah, they're good up front. You mentioned Osiris Unruh, very elite wrestler. I mean, the advantages of being a wrestler, especially that good, you know, on his part, and then playing, whether it's offensive or defensive line, just the advantages of a wrestler playing that position in football, how big is that?
I think it's huge. I mean, that's something that we talk about. And, you know, as a former wrestler, I was never an offensive lineman. I always wanted to be. I thought that was the greatest place you could play. I mean, but, you know, I wasn't kind of built that way. But, I think wrestlers, you're used to that combat. You're used to, you know, that physicality and hand fighting inside and leverage and balance. You know, we push a lot of our kids, you know, yeah, you want to be a good football player. And not that you can't be a good basketball player, but wrestlers and football players, man, that's a hand-in-hand combination.
They got a freshman quarterback. They got very good receivers. They like to throw it a little bit more than most teams in the league. And Brixton Schwinn threw for 255, four touchdowns. Again, this is a freshman, and this was his stats at Holton last week. Jeff West has not had a ton of success against Holton over the last decade plus, but they go on the road and beat Holton last week. Did you watch that tape, and have you kind of broke that down? And just an impressive win for Jeff West on the road in a place where they haven't won much over the years.
Yeah, and not a lot of people have won there over the years either. That, you know,
that's
a tough
fair.
Place to play, and obviously a great program up there too. But, yeah, big win for their program, and that's something I'm sure that gives them a lot of confidence, and they'll be flying high from that. They do. They throw the ball well. They got, they're well conceived in what they're trying to get done, and the young guy at the quarterback, he's a heck of a talent. I mean, he can spin it, and if it's not there, he's not afraid to pull it down, and he's a formidable runner too. So, it brings you quite a challenge in what they're doing.
What do you see from them on the defensive side and the challenges for your offense to have success this week?
Yeah, very aggressive on defense. They run a stack package and they do a lot of gaming and bring in different things. And, of course, like we talked about with Osiris up front playing the nose, he's a handful and he's very disruptive. So, you know, we just got to be solid in how we're blocking things, make sure we understand where we're supposed to fit and see if we can, again, take care of the ball. That's one thing we did last week. Up at Royal Valley, we took care of the football and had the night where we didn't lay it on the ground. We didn't get an interception, and that's a big part of you being successful on the offensive side.
There it is. Perry LeCompton football coach Mike Paramore joining us here, weekly locker room chat. They're going to be at Jeff West here on Friday. It's our feature game on KNCA with pregame beginning at 6:30. Coach, we always appreciate the time. Thanks a bunch. We'll do it again next week.
Sounds good. Appreciate it.